Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The cost of healthcare is going up each and every year in California. And with me now for this segment, I have David Radley, senior scientist from the Commonwealth Fund. And we're going to be talking about health insurance and how much insurance is costing California workers in premiums and deductibles. So thank you for joining me today, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Commonwealth Fund.
The Commonwealth Fund is a foundation whose mission is to promote high-performing health system and affordable healthcare access for everyone, with a special focus on vulnerable populations.
Now, healthcare is obviously going up every year, and we see that in real time. So tell us a little bit about this new report that just came out in terms of California employees. How much have our healthcare premiums increased here in California?
Sure. So we've looked at health insurance costs for the 164 million Americans who get insurance through their employer. And we found that it's becoming less and less affordable for many of them, including many Californians. In California, for example, in 2018, the combined cost of employees' contributions to their health insurance premiums and the cost of their deductibles accounted for about 11.5% of the state's median income. And that's up from about 7.9% in 2008.
Now, what about deductibles? Are they up as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, deductibles, they're up in California. California is interesting because the deductible levels tend to be a little bit lower in California than they are nationally. But because median income in California is also a little bit lower than the national median, those deductibles and those premium contributions still represent a big burden for a lot of Californian families.
Now, you did mention how much they Californians contribute to their premiums and deductibles every year. How does that figure on a national basis? How does that compare?
Sure. So, for example, in 2018, the combined cost of employee premium contributions and the cost of deductibles in California was about $6,800. You know, that's a little bit lower than the national average of $7,300. But it still represents a big burden for Californians. It represents about 11.5% of that state median income.
And what are some of the other key findings of this report on a national basis? And what is the impact of the rising healthcare costs on workers and families?
Yeah, well, you know, the main takeaway from our report this year really was that changes in workers' health insurance costs are outpacing wage growth, meaning that health insurance takes up a much larger share of families' budgets each year. The high healthcare costs, you know, they have a consequence. If families are spending a higher share of their income on things like premiums or a higher share of their income on out-of-pocket costs, it leaves less for other things. It may leave less money for rent or mortgage. It may leave less money for car payments or other things. It might mean that you forego needed medical care. You might not fill a prescription. You know, there's a lot of consequences. You know, these healthcare costs are just part of a budget for a family and a part of a budget where you've got to incorporate a lot of other factors.
And also, what do you expect in the future? How much do you expect healthcare costs to increase in the future?
So, you know, this study looked at the period from 2008 to 2018 and over that last decade. And I guess if there's a silver lining here, it's that the annual growth in insurance costs and in deductible costs has actually slowed. So in 2018, for example, that rate of growth for deductibles and for premiums was much slower than it was back in 2008, 2010, 2012. Now, it still represents a huge burden for families. The cost of deductibles and the cost of premiums are still growing faster than income. But rather than growth rates at about 6, 7, 8% per year like we were seeing a few years ago, the growth rate in deductibles and premiums between 2016 and 2008 was about 4.5, 5% per year. And so because those annual growth rates are coming down, what we're hoping we see is that it's going to flatten out over the next few years, and hopefully wages will catch up.
Now, is there any reason why healthcare costs seem to go up each and every year? I know that they do go up, but is there any reason as to why these increases keep happening?
Well, you know, the number one culprit for healthcare costs that employees face really is healthcare prices. So what happens is when hospitals, when doctors, when healthcare providers, when they raise their prices, those increased prices get passed on to the insurers. The insurers pass those increased prices on to employers in the insurance products that they sell to employers. And then ultimately, those higher prices get passed down to employees in the form of higher premiums and higher deductibles. And so really, you know, healthcare prices have been going up dramatically over the last few years. And really, they're going up because there's not a lot of checks and balances in the system to keep prices down. Negotiators, insurers have some ability to negotiate prices with healthcare providers, but really it's limited. Most healthcare markets in the country are highly concentrated, meaning, you know, the healthcare providers there, the hospitals and the doctors, there's really very little competition for providing healthcare. As utilization has sort of flattened in the last few years, and that's the amount of healthcare services that people use, you know, that's gotten flat, but healthcare providers need to keep their revenues up. And if utilization is sort of staying flat or even dropping a little bit, really the only way to increase revenue is to increase prices. There's just not a lot of checks and balances, on those providers to keep prices down. And the result is, it trickles down to employees, to workers.
Is California unique, or are we different than the rest of the nation as far as how much and how fast our insurance prices are rising?
California, the experience in California really reflects what's happening nationally. I mean, the premium contributions and deductibles, the overall premium cost, they're going up in California at a rate that's very similar, to that national average. You know, just for example, the average annual growth rate between 2008 and 2010 for a single person plan in California grew at about 4.3% per year. Nationally, it was 4.4%. So, California is really, sort of right on pace with the rest of the country.
Great. Okay. Now, what are some of the recommendations that you have on how to lessen the healthcare cost burden for Americans?
Sure. So there are things that policymakers can do, right now that would help ease the burden. One thing, for example, is to fix what they call the family coverage glitch. In the Affordable Care Act, there's a rule that allows even workers with employer coverage, particularly low-income workers, to opt out of that employer coverage and to get a plan through the exchange if the employer coverage represents too big of a share of their income. There's a glitch with that law that, if it were fixed, would allow many more workers to potentially opt out of their employer coverage and get on an exchange plan with subsidy. Another thing that policymakers could do to ease the burden would be to include more services into the bucket of healthcare services that would be excluded from deductibles. So, for example, the Affordable Care Act made certain preventive services, made it so that those wouldn't be part of an employee's deductible. Basically they can get certain preventive services, with zero out-of-pocket costs. If more services were to be made exempt from the deductible, then people seeking those services, the burden would be less for them. It wouldn't necessarily fix the insurance problem, but it would be less of an out-of-pocket burden.
Okay. Is this report available to the public? Where can we go to get a copy of this report? Where can we see it?
Absolutely. You can go to www.commonwealthfund.org. The report's right on the front page there.
And if there's one particular point you could make about how people can control their healthcare costs and prevent costs from going and spiraling out of control, what would that be?
This is a really tough question. In this study, really what we're looking at is the costs that are sort of placed on top of workers. There's not a lot that a worker or a typical worker can do to affect the costs that are basically being handed down to them. I think the burden really is on employers and insurance companies to do a better job of negotiating with healthcare providers locally to negotiate better prices.
David Radley, senior scientist from the Commonwealth Fund. We've been talking about health insurance here in California and how health insurance costs is affecting California workers and an increase in their premiums and deductibles. So thank you once again for joining me today, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.